Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Denial is an extremely powerful force in our lives. For people dealing with any kinds of issues, this often manifests as telling ourselves that our problem isn't as bad as we think it is, or that we have things under control. Denial holds us back and prevents us from being safe, happy, and healthy. The best defense against denial is knowledge, and my guest today, Cher Consenza, understands this better than anyone. Cher is a private investigator who provides people with the knowledge they need to bring about change in their lives and that will actually make their lives safer. Cher is here to talk to us about how to come face to face with denial and how to use knowledge to be free and have some peace in your life. Cher, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here with us to discuss this.
Hey, Erica. Thank you.
Yeah, so I know all of us have experienced denial or somebody we know who kind of lives in denial at some point in their life. And, you know, I think that denial does hold us back from really living in our truths, for us hearing the truth and feeling really safe. And I think, you know, when we're in denial, that anxiety that creeps up in all of our day-to-day lives just takes over at some point. So can you tell me a little bit about how you deal with this with your clients and how to address denial?
Yeah, definitely. This is a big part of my business. And I like to spin it and explain to people that, you know, what they're coming to me for. So for an example, in the private investigation world, people come to me all the time to find out what's vague in their lives, what they're not really sure about. And I love when they enter the office and they start asking me to help them to find this answer. Because for me, I look at it as though the answer is going to give them a sense of courage, and it's going to give them some type of inner confidence that's going to let them go forward with whatever it is that I come back to them with. So in many cases, it has to do with money, has to do with relationships, has to do with an everyday piece of their life that just isn't fitting anymore. And they're not really sure how to handle that anxiety and that discomfort that they have. And it will completely mess up their lives. I've seen it take over people, and it's very bothersome to me. So what I have found was that I always use the term knowledge is power. And I tell them that no matter what I come back to them with, don't look at it as a negative and don't sit on it. Look at it as a building block and go forward with the information. Find a way that it's going to give you what you need to go forward with your life and make you happier. And it does. And, you know, a lot of times it does come down to cases where the company obviously does a lot of things. The name of it is Alternative Investigations, and it's exactly that. It does alternatives to many different investigations. But one of the biggest parts is the fact of relationships. And people do come for the ideas of cheating and infidelity. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of what we all know as women and men can really tie us down and really affect our work and our socializing and everything, our family lives. When they come and they ask me a question, I do always try to explain to them that if they're there, there's probably something that is happening because nobody goes to someone to divulge just their dirty laundry. And I like to say that because if you have in your own self a doubt, maybe you need to stop for a second and think of that doubt and see if you could clear that out by realizing that you're having that feeling for a reason, you know. Instead of driving yourself crazy, you can actually on your own sit back and start to realize that maybe that's just a piece that you need to eliminate. Now, if it's something like in a relationship, you can't just eliminate it. So I do like going out and finding the answers. And a lot of times people don't want the answers, Erica. It's very funny, but, you know, they want to know, but they don't want to know.
Of course.
I actually like the idea of being able to go to people and give them that answer that maybe they're not as happy about getting, because I can tell you 90% of the time I have seen people's lives turn around and they've come back to me and thanked me tenfold for giving them the answers that they wanted. And a lot of times things aren't what people think. A lot of times there's a bit of mystery in people's lives or at work with coworkers. You know, it's not only just relationships with like a loved one. It could be relationships with coworkers at work, and you feel like you're being betrayed or deceived. And really, sometimes the answers aren't as clear as you think. And my company provides that type of information so that people aren't always so insecure, because that insecurity will just eat away at you from the inside and make you so sick.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you say about honoring your instinct too. Like if you feel like something is off, right? And I mean, you wait, it's just like no one will come to me to get help for a substance problem or an addiction issue if they don't feel like something's off in terms of them abusing, yeah. you know, a drug or food
exactly.
or whatever it is. So, yeah.
That's exactly correct. That is, our lives are in line like that because it's the same type of consistency with people. Like if somebody does come to you, they're coming for a reason. So they are already recognizing that there's something going on. It's just a matter of helping them get through that little part, because for everything that you do, every challenge, everything I take on every day, even still, that's another thing I like to tell people. Even if you get to a point in your life where you feel like you've reached success, I have a very big motto of there's still something more for you. And I
Absolutely.
Love that idea of going forward. You know, I take on new challenges every time I go out and I audition for a role for acting. I go into a new project and it's an insecurity and I challenge myself to see if I could do that. Every
right.
time that I take on a project in my investigation world, no case is the same. Not one
right.
case will ever be the same. So every time
exactly.
I take a case on, there's a new challenge for that. There's new people
yeah.
involved and there's a level of emotion that you have to go through
right.
with people. So you do have to be a people person and you do have to care for people. But the thing that I love the most, and that's why I got into this business, was bringing them things that help them move on. You know, even in the cases of like divorces, people look at it as negative. Well, it's not always negative. Sometimes it's the most powerful and enlightening thing that can happen to someone. You know,
right,
you just have to
yeah.
understand. Right. You have to understand to turn these issues into something really positive and give somebody back the information that they need so they could go forward and build something new in their lives.
Right. Absolutely. And probably live the best life that they're capable of living, which they wouldn't be able to have if there is something so detrimentally and emotionally off and wrong, you know, so that there's no way that they could have that door open, a new door open, if they have a lot of like toxic energy in their lives in the present, you know. So I take my hat off to you and really helping and assisting with, you know, giving people that kind of pathway to a better life or to a life that is really just a deeper truth and understanding. And even if they have to go through a little bit of an uncomfortable, you know, period of time, at least they're going to come out on the other end with some clarity and some truth back in their life. And I think that that is the most powerful thing we could all have or hope for.
Right. And I think that's exactly correct. And the idea of having a thicker skin is also good too. And I know you had mentioned this, but you
yeah.
know, in everything, there's rejection. Everything is
right.
rejection. I don't care who you are. You know, CEOs get rejected from things that they want to do. Everyone has to learn to understand that whether you're the mom at home with the children or you're somebody that's running your own business like I do and like you do, it's something where if you don't let things hold you back and you just go forward, I think in general, even a little rejection helps you build that inner confidence and makes you so much more successful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you say, like that, you know, that sometimes even that rejection or even if there's a challenge here and there, it really begins, you could build your resistance and you could see that not everything also is personal and that you just have to keep living. Like you said, if you wake up in the morning and something makes you tick, you have to honor that. You have to go after that. And that's your own truth. And like no one else has to agree with that, you know, and I love that that's what you're all about.
Mm-hmm. And almost that rejection, like I said throughout the show today, that rejection inspires me. And that's something I would love to get the message out to people. Don't let that rejection hold you back. When something stands in your way, look at it as such a positive and try to get through that. And it's not easy the first time, but it does get easier as it goes along. And I promise you that it's something that will make you so much stronger in the long run. You will just, you'll build a confidence that will take you anywhere you want to go in life.
Thank you so much for that message. It's so important, and I'm very grateful for you sharing that today. You could find Cher at Cheryl. It's C-H-E-R-Y-L Cosenza. It's C-O-S-E-N-Z-A. So it's Cheryl Cosenza, one word, at altinvestigations.com. And you can go and find her on Twitter and Instagram at Cher Cosenza and at Flight. DepSolutions.com. Thank you so much for being here with us today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us today and stay well.